Here we will show you how to use Tasmota device groups to pair multiple smart bulbs with a single smart switch. The smart switch will run OpenBeacon and will allow you to control the light's power state, dimmer, color, and temperature with the single button. The switch relay will always be on, and the smart bulbs in the lamp will follow the main light switch state via Tasmota device groups protocol. This will allow you a seamless integration of lights with the switch and home assistant without having a "my main switch turned off bulbs and now HA lost control over them" scenario. Some main conclusions from the video. Tasmota device groups protocol works on OpenBeacon, so you can pair with Tasmota devices. With OpenBeacon, single button can give you full control over multiple lights. Lights can have different Wi-Fi modules, W600, BL602, BK, ESP, and they still pair with switch well. DGR protocol works without any server. It's using UDP, so you can do this automation without Home Assistant. The simple trick is to just set the relay state to always high and let the switch turn on and off bulbs via DGR, and not by disconnecting their power. Of course, you can also pair that switch with HA, and that way you can also control whole light group. The Home Assistant pairing is shown here. Easy Home Assistant discovery pairing for BK7231T, BK7231N, BL602, XR3, W800, W600, etc. OpenBeacon. For generic Open BL602 discussion, see Tasmota style firmware for BL602, programming, pairing with Home Assistant. Now with OTA working. Releases can be found here. Supported devices list. Project repository. Thank you for watching. We would also like to thank our users for sending us devices shown here. The TreatLife switch and the BL602 bulb. This video wouldn't be created without your support. If anyone also wants to support us, consider doing a donation at. Feel free to ask any questions. We're here to help you with device setup and pairing with HA.